上海市继续教育外语水平考试。
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 news reports. At the end of each news report, you will hear 2 or 3 questions. Both the news report and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then write the corresponding letter on your answer sheet.News Report 1.
Paris has once again been named the world's most attractive city destination, according to an annual report by global market research company Euromonitor International. The top 100 city destinations index 2023 looked at leading cities from around the world and ranked them on criteria such as tourism,sustainability, economic performance, health, and safety. Europe has the most numbers, with 7 out of the top 10 cities and 63 cities in the top 100. The only non-European cities in the top 10 were Dubai at number 2, Tokyo at number 4, and New York at number 8. Madrid came in the third.While Amsterdam, Berlin, and Rome were at numbers 5, 6, and 7, respectively. Asia did well in the top 20 as Singapore, 11, Seoul, 14, Osaka, 16, and Hong Kong, 17, all made the list. The report attributes Europe's success to fast-paced urbanization and widespread technology adoption. Travelers now want high-speed internet, flexible booking options, and spaces for remote working.
Questions 1 and 2 are based on the news report you have just heard.
1.Which city came in number 7 on the list?
2. Nowadays, which factor may influence people's decisions on tourism destinations?
2.
Once the home of over 100 restaurants, Shanghai's Huanghe Road is now experiencing a revival with thousands of people armed with cameras flocking to it. The reason behind this phenomenon is Blossoms Shanghai, a new television series by director Wong Kar-wai that was released on December the 27th, 2023. Adapted from Chinese writer Jin Yucheng's award-winning novel Fanhua,The TV series takes audiences back to 1990s Shanghai, when the city was experiencing fast economic growth. The TV series did a great job in portraying Shanghai in the 1990s. Although the names of the restaurants and shops in the drama were made up, the scenes got me thinking about the many old-school restaurants and bars here. Many top chefs from Hong Kong used to work in the restaurants here,said a 60-year-old lady, Wang Yongfen. But the show has stirred more than just appetites of the public. For some people, the show reminded them of the days when they could still set off firecrackers in downtown during the Spring Festival holiday period.
Questions 3 and 4 are based on a news report you have just heard.
3. Why do so many people rush to Huanghe Road, Shanghai in recent days?
4. Which of the following statements is true according to the news report?
News Report 3.
Chinese residents sleep less than 7 hours per night. According to the 2024 Chinese National Healthy Sleep White Paper, released on Saturday by the Chinese Sleep Research Society. The report was based on a survey of over 10,000 people, including students, office workers, and retired employees. The report showed that 28% of respondents sleep less than 6 hours, and 64% have poor sleep quality. The report also found that 59% of respondents suffer from insomnia, while only 19% have no sleep disorders. Most people have experienced sleep disturbances such as early awakenings, having trouble falling asleep, and night urination, the report said. The retired people often suffer from early awakening, while the young generations have trouble falling asleep. The report also showed a correlation between a person's lifestyle and the quality of their sleep. People who exercise regularly tend to go to bed and wake up early. In addition, the sleep duration of people who drink is 27 minutes shorter than that of non-drinkers. As the frequency of alcohol consumption increases, the sleep quality declines.
Questions 5 to 7 are based on the news report you have just heard.
5. How many respondents sleep less than 6 hours per day, according to the report?
Six. What do the retired people usually suffer from?
Seven. Which of the following statements is true, according to the report?
Section B, Directions. In this section, you will hear two conversations. At the end of each conversation, you will hear three questions. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then write the corresponding letter on your answer sheet. Conversation 1.
Hello, can you introduce yourself, please?
Sure, my name's Stephen Patterson, and I'm from a small town called Brentwood in Essex, which is in England.
Okay, Essex. Which part of England is that?
That's in the southeast.
Southeast?
Yeah, it's attached to London, just next to London.
Oh, okay, but you said it's a small town.
It's relatively small. The population is about 50,000.
Okay. Well, what kind of place is your town where you grew up?
It's actually a very nice and prosperous town. People often travel out from Brentwood into London, and they work in the city because it's a pleasant place to live.
Oh, it sounds nice. Well, now if you live in a little town near London, will it be really expensive?
Yes, because it's a desirable place to live, and the closeness to London also makes the housing quite expensive.
Oh, really? When I think of a small British village, you know, I think of really old houses, and nothing's changed. So, do you have modern stuff, like a health club, a movie theatre, or things like that?
The cinema in Brentwood actually closed down, but it does have a very nice health centre and, as I said, lots of parks to play. There are lots of opportunities to exercise and various forms of recreation activities.
Wow, sounds like a nice place to live in.
Questions 8 to 10 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
8. What do we learn about Brentwood?
None. Which is one of the reasons for the high housing costs in Brentwood?
Ten. What can we infer from the conversation about recreation activities in Brentwood?
Conversation 2.
Hey, Mark. Could you tell me about the first job you ever had?
When I was at university, I used to work for 12 hours from 6 p.m. until 6 a.m. in a printing factory one night a week.
So you worked from 6 p.m. until 6 a.m.?
Yep, overnight. I feel that it's better to work just one long block of time rather than have a part-time job two or three nights a week.
So, for this job, what exactly did you do? What were your duties?
We took the TV guides from the printing presses and bundled them up to get them ready for distribution to the various convenience stores, gas stands, and bookstores throughout the whole country.
So, a job like that would be manual labor, and sometimes it is very hard, right? I wonder what attracted you most in the job.
Because of the hours we all worked overnight, there was a combination of other university students. We used to enjoy a good laugh while we were doing the work as well, and we really had quite a good team.
Sounds fun to make so many lovely friends while you were working.
Yes. Though the job was tiring, it was really a wonderful experience to work with so many great guys.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
11. What was the man's first job?
12. What attracted man most in his first job?
Thirteen. What does the man think of his first job?
6. Directions. In this section, you will hear two passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then write the corresponding letter on your answer sheet. Passage 1.
Is teaching important? Well, of course it is. There was a time when the necessary knowledge could be taught to the young by family members. But as societies became more complex and division of labor more common, it was impossible for family members to teach the information and skills young people needed to become useful members of the society. As the need for specialists appeared, the job of teaching came into being in our country, and teaching as a job has been of increasing importance over the past 100 years. Today, we have strict rules for teachers. We hope all children can go to school. Many things tell us that teaching is indeed an important job. In recent years, there has been an increasing need for teachers to be responsible. This means that the public expects teachers to succeed in teaching important information to the young. Teachers' salaries today, while not much, certainly are much higher than they were in the past. These increases have come about because people have realized that without enough salaries, people who have abilities will not become teachers. Today, almost no one says that anybody will do for a teacher. The public expects quality people to teach the young, and progress is being made to give salaries that will make people who have abilities become teachers.
Questions 14 to 17 are based on the passage you have just heard.
14. Which one of the following made it possible for the job of teaching to come into being?
Why are teachers' salaries raised today?
16. According to the passage, what kind of people are not expected to be teachers?
17. Which one of the following statements tells the main idea of the passage?
2.
A new kind of exercise idea is becoming popular in the United States. Social media is bringing attention to cozy cardio, which means doing light cardiovascular exercise at home. Physical inactivity is a problem in the United States. The most recent data from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention says 25% of Americans reported they had not done any physical activity in the past month. The CDC says that 50% of American adults do not get enough cardiovascular exercise. Inactivity can have serious health effects. So, many Americans are looking to develop a new exercise habit. Cozy cardio has gained popularity as an easy and painless way to increase physical activity levels. This method of calorie burning has gained popularity on TikTok and Instagram ever since a woman named Hope Zuckbro began posting videos in the late 2022. Cozy cardio involves walking in place by using a small treadmill or walking pad. No gym payments are involved. Supporters say what is important about cozy cardio is the setup. You wear comfortable clothes and organize your environment to your liking. You can light candles, have a healthy drink, or even put on a favorite TV show or movie. Alex Montoya of Elmer College said, for some people, easy exercise such as cozy cardio could help them develop an exercise habit. Montoya said, for people who would otherwise watch TV while sitting, exercise habits can make a difference. Too many people look at exercise as an all-or-nothing thing, Montoya said. It doesn't give people room to just be where they are today. And I think that's incredibly important.
Questions 18 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard.
18. How many American adults do not get enough exercise, according to the CDC?
19. Why does cozy cardio become popular among American people?
20. Which of the following could be considered as cozy cardio?